opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot of Orioles today, as you might imagine, and with this little mini win streak, this sweep in Atlanta, got people feeling better. But do you think it's changed their status at the trade deadline? Are they going to be traders, or are they going to sit pat?
Man, there's still a long ways to go. You know, as well as the Orioles have played of late, they're still seven and a half games back of a playoff spot. That's not much closer than they were a couple of weeks ago, and they still have a lot of teams left to leapfrog. Now, the Guardians are falling fast, so they might be able to pass them here in the next couple of days, but they still really need to jump past another two to three teams before I think we can realistically start to talk about them as potential contenders. So with a month to go before the deadline, they're going to have to play a little bit better, I think, to stave off any kind of talk of selling.
Hey, Matt, do you think that Holiday gets in, you know, with the injuries and stuff with the other players? And if he does, is he deserving?
Yeah, there's a couple of injuries on the American League side that I think will open up some spots there on the infield. Jeremy Pena is dealing with something. Alex Bregman's been on the IL for a while, got voted in by the players. Brandon Lau just left the game yesterday with an injury for the Rays. So there's a couple of spots there, and I think Holiday or Gunnar Henderson are strong candidates to make that leap. You know, with Jackson Holiday, you know, his offensive numbers aren't crazy, but at the second base position, it's a relatively light offensive position in the American League. So I do think that he has a worthy case, and certainly fans want to see him, as evidenced by him being a finalist at that spot.
I was going to say, the fan standpoint in this is important. I mean, it's important to MLB to have their young stars in that game, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, this is about showcasing the sport, and it's not necessarily just about the best players in the first half. You know, I think that you do want to give guys who deserve, you know, an all-star nod a chance. If there's somebody, you know, like George Springer in the outfield, you know, that's a guy I think you have to get in one way or another with how good he's been. But when it comes down to maybe close calls and things like that, I think the edge just goes to the player that, you know, fans want to see. And as evidenced, as I said, by the fan voting, Holiday is that. He's been somebody with a media circus around him ever since he stepped foot on a major league field. And I expect there to be a lot of fanfare if he does get the call.
Hey, made a pretty good impression yesterday.
Yeah. For second player or fourth player in Orioles history to have a 2 4-hit games before turning 22 years old. He joins Manny Machado, Eddie Murray, and Brooks Robinson. That's a pretty solid group,
I'd say. That's not bad company.
The list to be on, yeah. So he is certainly, you know, he's had some ups and downs, maybe not super consistent. He's getting thrown out on the base pass a lot. I think he has the second most caught stealings in baseball this year, so certainly some room to grow for him. But, I mean, it's a scary thought of what this kid is going to look like when he's a polished hitter.
That's for sure. We've been talking a lot about Pasayo today, too. And with all these injuries to the catchers, the Orioles are showing some patience, and they're holding off on bringing him up. Do you agree with that strategy?
You know, I wrote about this for the Sun this morning, and it's certainly, you know, I think that Samuel Pasayo is a player that the Orioles cannot afford to mess up, right? He is potentially the future at catcher. Should Adley Rutschman not sign a long-term extension? He in a farm system that is kind of not devoid of talent, but certainly has thinned out a lot more than it was a couple of years ago. He represents the future of that. He's the future of their international development program and maybe a sign of what's to come there as they've revamped that entire thing. So they're being patient with him. He's 20 years old, the youngest player at the AAA level, playing a very difficult position in catcher, a position that he only started to play 4 years ago when he was 16. It's a lot to ask, and he's only played 32 games at that spot at the AAA level. So, I understand fans wanting to see him right now with the team in such a critical point in the calendar right now, trying to save its season. But ultimately, they're playing it safe with him. And I can't say that I blame them too much for that strategy.
Right. The other part of that strategy, though, is obviously you keep an eye on his offense, but people, I think, seem to forget he's also got to handle a major league pitching staff once he gets here. And that's a whole different set of being ready, isn't it?
Right. And this is a guy who's still learning English as a second language. A long way to go at a position where there's really not a whole lot of precedent for players coming up at that young. In the past 30 years, there's only been four catchers who have made their MLB debut at 20 or younger. And we're talking about guys like Joe Mauer and Pudge Rodriguez. I mean, these are the true cream of the crop really rise to reach the majors at that age. So this is a bit uncharted territory. He'd be the second youngest Dominican catcher to ever make his MLB debut if he came up today. So this is uncharted waters for him, for the Orioles, and really for baseball as a whole, for him to even be in consideration for a call-up like this. And, like you said, there's so many facets to this position that he is still clearly learning at this point, and the Orioles just don't feel ready, even with all of the injuries. If you look at all the catchers that they've brought up so far, he'd be eighth on the organizational depth chart. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think it is more them taking the long view here.
You made that point in your piece, and I thought that was the highlight of the piece. He's not down there because he's the eighth string catcher. That's a really good point.
Hey, Matt, is there any concern you think with Couser, Gunnar, Holiday, with all the strikeouts?
Couser has always had a bit of swing and miss in his game, and I think that for him, the power is a bit raw, but certainly, we saw it as a rookie, and, as long as he's able to really keep plugging the gaps when he is making hard contact, I'm not super concerned about the swing and miss. I don't think it necessarily suggests regression. Maybe we see some bigger swings of highs and lows for streaks for Couser, but certainly he's been able to manage it so far, and I wouldn't put it, as a knock against him to this point. Holiday, the plate discipline definitely needs some work, and, with him putting him at leadoff right now, and he's not exactly drawing all the walks that you typically want from a leadoff hitter.
Right.
So that's something that I think he still has to grow into. He's certainly showing the flashes, and I think that he's fully capable of being that guy. But it's something that they're willing to put him at the leadoff spot and let him kind of figure out as they go. And they're showing a lot of confidence that it's something that they think he's going to figure out relatively quickly.
I want to step back to Bisaio for just a minute because I wanted to make this point with you as well. One thing Bisaio is doing for them, though, even in the minor leagues, is there's potentially an off-ramp for Adley Rutschman right there for the Orioles. You know what I mean? Is that part of this equation as well?
I think it certainly is. I mean, you can't ignore the fact that Bisaio is also playing first base, and I could see them next year having three catchers on the roster between Bisaio, Adley, and maybe Maverick Hanley. And, you get to have the Adley and Bisaio play every day. I think honestly, as much as maybe it is a safety net in case Adley walks, it's also, I think, something to be said for Ryan O'Hearn being a free agent this offseason, and then potentially weighing whether to trade him at the deadline. Bisaio is a left-handed hitter, and if he's going to be playing on a regular basis at first base because Adley is catching, three or four of the games per week, they're not really going to have a whole lot of room for Ryan O'Hearn at first. So that is something to be aware of as well, just of what they do at the deadline. They might have an answer already in-house for if they do trade him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
How much pressure is on Elias for the trade deadline?
Man, he's in a really tough spot. You know, obviously a team that had a lot of aspirations coming into this year. You know, you have your clubhouse that is looking to the front office saying, give us a chance. We're playing better baseball, you know, tied for the fifth or fourth best record in the American League since May 24th. So they are playing better baseball. The guys in that clubhouse certainly want to get a chance to see this through and try to turn things around. But ultimately, you know, Elias is a guy who has to take the entire health of this organization in turn and, you know, in mind and with his decisions. And ultimately, you know, as they try to contend next year, because it seems like, you know, there's no chance this team blows it up and you know, starts another rebuild. They will try to contend again next year, especially with all the one-year contracts they have. They have a lot of room to spend this offseason if they decide to. So I think that there is certainly a lot of pressure on Elias. And now that, you know, they've made a change at manager, you know, the direction of this organization kind of falls on him at this point.
Well, Matt Ryrick from The Sun, enjoy your off day. What are your off day plans? You going to do some laundry?
I'm definitely doing some laundry. I just got back from Atlanta, so the suitcase is sitting here. I'm about to throw that in. So you've caught me.
Well, it ain't going to do itself, Matt. You know what I'm saying?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Thanks for your time. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
All right, coming up, say we open the phones back up. Give us a call, 410-583-1057. What's on your mind? Let me hear from you, 410-583-1057.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.